Dreamscape presents Return of the Wand Mage No. 1 by Outspan Foster. Narrated by Dylan Sickles.
1. Kaiden willed his sword handle to disassemble. His hilt sighed a release of pressure, loosening itself from the long, steel tang of the katana. He set the blade aside on the stained oak work table to weigh down the sheets of drafter's vellum on which his schematics were scratched. Large twin elk horns were mounted above his warm, grumbling fireplace. Dangling from the elk horn was a crystal dagger wrapped in twine. The winter wind growled outside his single-floor home through the stony city of Argentis, like a wolf stalking its prey in the black night. Dark clouds roamed across a hollow black sky. Mother Moon faced away toward the stars and cast no light. But Kaiden did not need candles to illuminate his work table. One of the many titanic crystals Marit placed around the city towered brightly only a few blocks away from Kaiden's home, its blue sea glass light spilling through the nearest window. Like his ingenious friend predicted, Marit's work did indeed outlive her. Kaiden held the sword hilt and felt its faint, familiar thrum. He matched its hum frequency to his own and willed it open. The hilt's outer shell separated into three large rings, each forged of the rare star silver, astrolite. A single ring could have purchased his childhood village. With three, he could have bargained with the king to unbanish his people.
"Can't save the dead,"
Kaiden chided himself, his voice hoarse from yelling commands in battle. Familiar grief congealed in his throat. He swallowed it and whispered in prayer. "Ancestors, guide me." His deft fingers organized the parts on the work table. Below the three astrolite rings sat the steel hum compressor gifted to him by the late king, Ragnar. He set it aside. If Kaiden was right, he wouldn't need a compressor anymore. Next to it lay a powerful radiator he adopted from Pernilla. He caressed it, careful not to brush off the spot of dried blood to remember her sacrifice. The blood wouldn't affect the radiator's hum control function. Last were the standard suppressor, alternator, and diaphragm a mage of his class and status could afford. He was surprised they lasted this long. On their own, the pieces were cheap, secondhand parts, but Kaiden used them in harmony on the battlefield, slicing through shades and men with ease. His settings would have confused more capable mages, yet it suited his swordsmanship and kept him alive against the onslaught of the Shade's army.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?